SRN News, I'm John Scott. Wholesale inflation in the United States fell for a third straight month in December.
The Labor Department says that its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, declined 0.1% from November to December after falling 0.1% in November and 0.4% in October. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by a mild 1% in December.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Also at SRNNews.com, on the battlefield, U.S. and U.K. pre-dawn strikes against Houthi rebels killed at least five people and wounded six. The strikes hit their air defense sites, drone and missile storage, and launching locations. Correspondent Norman Hall has White House reaction.
President Joe Biden says that a series of strikes in Yemen targeting Houthi rebels are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's Red Sea attacks. Biden said the military response was only made after attempts at diplomatic negotiations and careful deliberation.
Correspondent Norman Hall. The northwestern United States getting hit with a bitter cold snap. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
An approaching storm is expected to bring snow to places like Portland, Oregon, as well as freezing rain. Meteorologist Brian Jackson of the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says the storm will bring bitter cold this weekend.
We're expecting temperatures to be 15 to 25 degrees below normal.
And in the nation's midsection, another storm is expected to bring more snow. A blizzard warning covers most of Iowa ahead of Monday's Iowa caucuses. I'm Donna Warder.
And on Wall Street, stocks have now moved lower. The Dow is down 211 points. The NASDAQ, 20 points in the red. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide shaping up to be a big issue in 2024.
Legislation that would legalize the practice has been introduced in 10 states, including Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania. Several other states are expected to follow suit, although it is not expected that all those measures will actually be approved. Pro-life advocates warn that a so-called right to die can quickly turn into a responsibility to die, affecting the old and disabled in a disproportionate measure. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Ireland considering a hate speech bill that critics say would criminalize speech and threaten freedom of religion. The legislation would outlaw any speech that incites hatred or violence against a protected group, including members of the LGBT community. Christians argue that simply quoting the Bible under the proposed law would be a violation. This is SRN News. The families of 10 black people gunned down and three others wounded in a racist shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket may learn today if federal prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for the gunman. That court hearing scheduled for this afternoon.
The relatives of those killed on May 14, 2022, have been called to federal court today for what's being called a substantial update in the case. The families have been waiting to hear whether prosecutors would seek the death penalty against 20-year-old Peyton Gendron, who's charged in a federal indictment with hate crimes and weapons charges. Gendron already is serving multiple life sentences with no chance of parole after pleading guilty to state charges. He apologized in court. Gendron's lawyers have said he'll also plead guilty to federal charges if prosecutors agree not to seek the death penalty. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.